The memory verse for the day. Let's look at it. We're in Job. We're coming to the end of Job. Hallelujah. I've learned something, though.
Did you have one?
And this is one of the things that we can all learn from it. Let's say it together.
I didn't think about it.
I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Okay, let's look at it in the message and see what it really says. Job 42. Again, let's read it together. I'm convinced you can do anything and everything. Nothing and no one can upset your plans. I read a commentary on this scripture, and I thought it was very rich, and I really would like to share it with you, because this, after the end, Job had everything, and he was really a pretty righteous man. You know, he wasn't really doing a lot wrong, but God let Satan sift him, as we were talking about last week, about as Pastor Kev was talking about Peter being sifted. And at the end, this is the conclusion he came to. And I'm excited about it, because I feel that as we read through the book of Job, we see that we go through some real struggles in our flesh, but that our faith can really hold. And grace is what makes it all work. It's all about grace. This is what the commentator said. Job was now sensible of his guilt. He would no longer speak in his own excuse. He abhorred himself as a sinner in heart and life, especially for murmuring against God. And he took the shame to himself. How often do we not count that sin when we murmur against God?
Yeah, it's true.
When the understanding is enlightened by the Spirit of grace, our knowledge of divine things as far exceeds what we had before. By the teachings of men, listen to this part, by the teaching of men, God reveals his Son to us. By the teaching of men, God reveals Jesus to us. But by the teaching of his Spirit, he reveals his Son in us. By the teaching of his Spirit, as we go through some things and our faith is tested, he reveals that the Son of God really is not just out there, not hanging on a cross or having hung on a cross, but he's in us. And changes us into the same image. It concerns us to be deeply humbled for the sins which we are convicted. Self-loathing is ever the companion of true repentance. The Lord will bring those who he loves to adore him in self-abasement, while true grace will always lead them to confess their sins without self-justifying. And that's what it was all about. Job was just self-justifying, self-justifying, self-justifying. But true grace is a knowledge that the fact that he's in us, and with our thankful hearts, then we get to praise him, be grateful, and thank him. I love grace, don't you? Amen. It is a new day. Let's stand and let's worship.